Rain Pavlik sits on a bed next to a large collection of her latest work.
It required a lot of tedious line work.
There's a pair of jeans with sealskin flare, a woman's suit made of deerskin and seal hide, and many of the pieces include ornate beading.
Beading a straight line is really hard.
She holds up a pair of hand-sewn moccasins.
So this pair of moccasins is made with deer and moose skin.
She turns them over, revealing beadwork on the back. The letters read Landback in an old English typeface,
which is a message for the world we live in today. And so
Pavlik says she grew up in Yakutat, surrounded by artists. She says she first learned from her mother how to sew items like pillowcases, but few members of her family practiced skin sewing on animal hides like moose and sea otter. So Pavlik learned from her aunt.
Making moccasins really was a way to connect to my family and my ancestors.
Now Pavlik's community knows her for her beadwork and skin-sewn garments. She says her art is inspired by her Tlingit heritage.
Using the traditional materials and using it in a modern way feels like I'm honoring my ancestors, but I'm also modernizing some of the ideas that people have attached to traditional materials.
She tries to only use materials from donations or thrift stores.
It's something that our ancestors would do, is they'd use what is near us. And so I felt like that was a good way to honor them.
And next, she says she wants to explore new ways to pass on her skills to the next generation. In Anchorage, I'm Cadence Cedars.